Hey guys, the Tom and Laura podcast is currently loading. It's driven by Blaze Alexander Ford, Route 45, Lewisburg.
While you guys are waiting for all of the fun, make sure to follow 94KX and Tom and Laura on Instagram. And don't forget, like 94KX on Facebook.
94KX, Tom and Laura in the morning. At 6:16, that's our name, Tom and Laura in the morning, 94KX. Oh, nah, nah. I'm looking for sports, like in all the wrong places. I'm looking for sports. I'm going to do my own song, okay? It'll be a country song, so beware. Anyway, I am looking for sports, and there isn't any. And every once in a while, I dig something up on the internet with somebody just doing sports just because they miss sports. And sometimes it's a famous sports broadcaster. We brought you Joe Buck a couple weeks ago doing a play-by-play for a game of Red Solo Cup. Yeah, that stuff. But These two guys got together yesterday, and they called play-by-play of two dogs chasing a cow into a swimming pool. This is how desperate I am, okay?
Two dogs chasing a cow out in somebody's backyard. Oh, dog bites cow. Oh, cow is in the pool.
Oh, no.
My dog is going in the pool after the cow.
No
they
way.
They're in the deep end. Oh, cow, dog is biting cow. Cow
no.
puts him under the water. Dog,
no.
dog swimming away. We got dog number two on the side of the pool.
Okay.
Dog number one is going after cow again.
Okay,
the
go.
Cow's under the diving board.
All right.
Oh, he's getting out the pool. He can't get out.
Of course he can.
They
he's a cow.
In the pool.
All right.
Oh, my goodness. We got a cowboy coming in.
Cowboy?
Oh, he's got a lasso.
Is that
oh,
a Dallas cowboy?
Cow Wait. Trying to get out. He's in the
He's
shower.
Lassoing the cow?
Lasso. Oh, he's doing a lasso there. Oh,
oh this is great.
The cow with the lasso.
That's a, this
oh,
is amazing.
First
this
shot.
Is This is like the World Series Super Bowl Stanley Cup. Never mind. 94KX, Tom and Laura in the morning. How are your bones today, huh? Another day of pandemic living. Confined in the studio. Just like our late night sound bites where our guys are confined to their homes.
I see that Disney brought back its bedtime hotlines to help kids through the pandemic. Yeah, when your kids complain about being stuck inside, Cinderella will reply, I live in an attic and have rats for friends. Can we not right now?
94KX. Hey, Rick, you can't have Jesse's girl. Anyway, you'd both be wearing masks and you'd be like 6 feet apart, so give it time. If you get time today, Google Rick Springfield's Human Touch because he did a spoof of his own 80s song, Human Touch, where we don't need human touch. It's about social distancing. It's actually, he's actually quite funny because he goes on a rant about toilet paper hoarding and everything. Rick Springfield keeping it light. Tom and Laura keeping it light. We always look for the positive things here during the pandemic. And we will touch on several stories this morning, including one that comes from Pennsylvania, where some workers put in one heck of a long shift just to help others. I think that's great. Some people putting in some long words today. Today is National Big Word Day. It's something we're going to make a big deal about today, but we decided to cancel it because Laura's not here.
April 21st is Big Word Day.
Yeah.
Sometimes I use big words I don't fully understand.
Oh?
In an effort to make myself sound more photosynthesis.
More what? Okay, bud. Google photosynthesis and realize you totally misused that word. Today's a day to use all kinds of big, long, voluminous words while pontificating to others. The day's origin is often clouded in ambiguity. I just love that word. Look that one up too. Anyway, we decided not to celebrate it today because of two reasons. Number one, Laura isn't live in the studio where I could constantly pick on her. And when she did fight for her right for ambiguity. Well, she did fight for her right to try to educate us all. The Americas is closed in Sunbury, too, so they couldn't call in and say, hey, Morgan, what the hell is she talking about? News is next. 94KX, Tom and Laura in the morning, the only morning radio show live and local and coming from two different zip codes. I'm here in the Sunbury studio all by myself, me. And social distanced away, actually in the next room, Mark Lawrence with the news coming up at the top of the hour and Rob the Sports Center two rooms away with the sports AccuWeather over the phone line with Steve Williams and Laura in Elysburg in a studio set up in her kitchen. This is why we do it. Every morning we do it safe, we practice safely, and we get it done. The acts of kindness locally here, across the state, across the country, around the world have been amazing. A milk maker in Wisconsin, faced with pouring hundreds of gallons of milk away every day, has decided to do something totally different. It's called the Kindness Cooler. The idea was his daughter's. They set up a cooler, much like you'd see in a supermarket or a mini mart, and they set it up in their front yard with free milk.
Our number one product is milk. We consider that a staple and usually is in most all people's homes. So definitely the need is there.
So we put out the cooler beginning of April and we stock it like every hour basically.
Then to think about people being hungry or being short, the essentials is just as bad.
The Kindness Cooler in Wisconsin. I'd like to see that done locally. That would be great. And speaking of locally, there are parades everywhere for every reason. But a community in Indianapolis held a big welcome home parade for 48-year-old Paul Lee. He beat the virus, and just months before that, he beat cancer. So his neighbors did it.
We need to give him a ticker tape parade or something that's going to make him feel better and, you know, welcome him back home.
Overwhelming in such a happy, happy way. You know, I know there's a lot of families who aren't getting to have these kind of celebrations.
Kindness being paid forward every day. See what you could do today. 94KX, Tom and Laura in the morning. I'm here in the studio. Laura's in Elysburg, and we are the champions. Well, actually, you are the champions, my friends. Earlier this hour, we talked about Rick Springfield doing a special version of We All Need the Human Touch. Instead, he was singing We Don't Need the Human Touch. Well, Adam Lambert and Queen is out with a new version of You Are the Champions for social distancing. Don't be a loser, be a champion. I thought it was kind of cool. Laura's out there somewhere. How you doing, champ?
Good morning. I'm doing great. How are you?
I'm okay. I feel like I was a loser yesterday. I stayed on the phone with the liquor store in Lewisburg for about 12 hours and didn't get through. So,
oh, okay.
I don't quite understand that. But anyway, and then I found out last night that they're only taking calls 9 a.m. until 6 p.m., I was calling 7 a.m. until 7 p.m.
Yeah, not everyone gets up as early as you and I do, Tom.
That's it. And I found out that after 6 p.m., I finally got a ring and I was so excited. Someone was picking it up and hanging up on me. That's a no-no.
What?
That's mean.
Oh, that is. That's mean. They couldn't have just said, hey, we're not accepting any more orders today.
I could tell it wasn't automated. It was like a click, click, and then click, click. Like, your old boyfriend is calling and you see him on stage. You see him on the ID. Click, 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 click. You just pick it up and hang it up. So anyway.
Except with smartphones, there's no click, click anymore.
I know. Well, there was definitely a click, click. So it was, where's the phone? Bring the phone over here. Laura, it sounded like this.
Oh, wow.
So I'm like, all right, we'll try it again today. Again, another idea just gone bad, thanks to our
totally botched.
Thanks to our PLCP. We're not blaming you people who work for the wine and spirit store. We're blaming your bosses. It's just an awful idea.
Mark Lawrence said yesterday, a totally antiquated system that was not designed to handle this.
Which was good considering today is Big Word Day, but he used it yesterday. Yes, just, just whatever. It's just terrible. However, the UPS guy came up my driveway with a big box from Big Spring Distillers in State College. So he was wearing a mask. I was wearing a mask. I hugged and kissed him. It was amazing.
No, I think you're supposed to do that, I understand why.
I did not do that. But he handed me the package, and I was like, hallelujah, in your face, PLCV. I got own. I got my own from State College, PA. Keep it local.
The more you say PLCB, I'm kind of concerned we're going to start getting phone calls.
I don't care.
I know you don't.
I know there are people in this building that care a lot. I don't. I'm about to go off on these people that are going to Harrisburg to protest, too. What is wrong with you people? I don't even want to get started.
I have a lot of thoughts and feelings.
I don't know
if I necessarily want to share them.
Yeah.
But just continue being selfish.
Exactly.
Right?
Yeah,
just continue being selfish.
And anybody who says, hey, only 948 people died in Pennsylvania yesterday. We're under 1,000. So let's go back to work. Only used with 948 deaths. Are you people crazy?
Yeah.
I'm done with it. I'm not.
It makes me sad.
Yeah. It makes me angry. And then later I am sad. You are right. That news and more on the way. We will not pick on wine and spirits. They are good people.
I mean, we can. No, not the workers.
Right, they're like good people.
The good people.
So hats off to you people in Lewisburg, in Sealands Grove, and Cole Township, answering the phone and filling those orders and running it out to the curb. Hopefully you'll see me soon, if I could ever get through on the phone.
They're doing God's work, Tom.
You call it God's work. I like that.
Come on. Everybody is. Anybody who's working, you're doing God's work.
Thank you. Bless you, my dear. News is next. 94KX rolling you out of bed with a crash and a clash there. And rock the Casbah. 7:15, are you ready for the quarantunes? We do it every day at this time.
Didn't you say that it was Talking Heads?
Yes. You are an example of this song. You are working from the house. Now, be honest with me. Have you gotten a little bit, it's been a few weeks of this now. Have you gotten a little bit more casual? Are you wearing pants?
Yeah. I have pants on.
Oh, do you? All right.
They have paint stains on them.
Because of your reconstruction around the house.
And it's Try It Tuesday.
Yeah.
So I kind of might reevaluate what I have on my body.
Ah, well, then you are a subject of this song.
No doubt.
No doubt.
This will be a disaster. Zoom meetings. I feel no need to shower. I don't have to wear a tie.
Hey.
Working from the house. I'm not wearing any pants while I'm sending in my report.
Yeah.
Take a break to play guitar. Now I'm late for my conference call.
You getting fired?
School's out. Now I'm a homeschool teacher.
Uh-oh.
Meltdown. The kids are non-compliant. Escalate productivity.
Working from the house. Laura Good, ladies and gentlemen. Working from the house. In paint-stained sweatpants today. Yes!
It's true. It's too true.
94KX, Tom and Laura in the morning from two different locations, Sunbury and Elysburg, and the late-night TV guys from the privacy of their homes as well.
The governor of Georgia is planning to reopen tattoo parlors and bowling alleys this week, which I think that's on their state flag, right?
Los Angeles Mayor Garcetti say he may cancel sporting events until 2021. LA Kings fans say they're fine with that.
94KX getting funky in the morning with Tom and Laura. I'm here and she's there, but there's still birthday buddies to be had.
Of course.
Of course there are. Biter's Birthday Buddies, powered up by Biter's Furniture, Mattress, and Appliance Store, 4th Street, Sunbury. They're closed, but you still can win with Biter's just for texting in birthdays. We have a new winner every Friday. We'll talk about that in just a bit. Musical birthdays, Laura, you ready?
Probably not, but go ahead.
I like when you're honest. Robert Smith from The Cure is 61 years old today.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. By Friday, he'll be on Social Security. So maybe not. Wait till 62, Robert. And a guy who I think is amazing and a genius in music, but he often is looked at like, whoo, that guy's weird. Tell him to leave the room. Iggy Pop is 73 years old today.
Oh, Iggy Pop is fantastic.
Yeah, singer, songwriter, always behind the scenes. I mean, people, if you're listening this morning, if you like David Bowie's Let's Dance album, it was pretty much an Iggy Pop album where David sang.
Okay, yes, exactly.
So Let's Dance and China Girl and Modern Love and all those songs. Iggy Pop, 73 years old today.
Do you know who else's birthday it is today?
Who's that?
The Queen.
Yes, Queen Elizabeth. She's like 94, right?
Yes.
Shouldn't we send her something? Because she's 94KX. I mean...
Oh, look at that. I see what you did there.
Shouldn't we send her a gift or something?
You know what? She needs a 94KX koozie or t-shirt or something.
Yeah, she needs one of her staff shirts.
Queen Elizabeth still standing between Prince Charles and the throne at 94.
Enough said. We want that selfie in the KX t-shirt there, Queenie. All right, you know the music. It's time for Biters.
Birthday Buddies!
Yes. Happy birthday to Amber Edison from Lewisburg. She's 34.
A very happy birthday to April Kirchner from Harrisburg, 35 today.
Dawson Klinger is 21 today. Sorry, you can't go out for a drink. Do it at home.
I know. Oh, that's a rough one.
Yeah,
16, 21, 18 milestone birthdays are rough right now.
Yeah, they are. Absolutely.
Grace Smyrne from Sunbury turns 53 today. Happy birthday.
And Jessica Dickerson from Sunbury's 43. Happy birthday, Jessica Dixon.
Kathy Stevens is 44.
Melissa Corbin is 51 today. She's from Sunbury.
Rose Latshaw turns 35 today.
Ruth Osmond is 55 today.
Scott Sienkiewicz from Bloomsburg is 33.
So glad you had that name.
Yeah, it's not spelled the same way it sounds.
Sienkiewicz is so easy to say, but not the way it looks. Here's a name that you've seen 8,000 different ways on the text club today. Jaden Went. Jaden is spelled like 1,000 different ways.
Yes.
I'm always fascinated by it. Jaden Went is 15 years old. He's from Dalmatia. Happy birthday from Tammy Went. And
happy birthday, Jaden.
Eligible to win from Biters.
That's right. And that's how you're in it to win it. You have to text your birthday. Every Friday, we give away $100 to Biters that you can use once all of this is over, done with. We open back up, but not too soon.
Yeah.
We need to take our time.
Everybody's got a birthday.
And we love to celebrate them. Each and every single morning, it's Biters. Birthday Buddies! On 94KX.
Tom and Laura in the morning. Tom's here in Sunbury. Laura's in Elysburg. But have faith, we're still doing live radio, and it's local, and it's fun. Oh, yeah, we have Mark and Rob with us, too. Social distancing. Mark, how you doing, buddy? How you holding up? You're still running from room to room to room to room, station to station to station?
I'm doing fine. I get my steps in. I get about 5,000 steps in before I even leave work, so that's exciting.
Oh, wow. Go, Mark, go.
What do you think about that, Laura? He doesn't have any horses to feed, and he still gets that many steps in.
I mean, just in my house this morning, I'm already up over 3,000.
3,000?
Oh, holy smokes.
You got to get a couple dogs and
a
few cats.
Well, I walk the dogs.
There it is.
And remember, my fridge is in the basement.
Why? Never mind.
Yeah. Dude, let's not even get into that. She's doing some.
No, don't. It's.
Okay.
Yeah.
There it is.
Don't even get into it.
Laura, the company in Pennsylvania that stayed open for 28 straight days, not only stayed open, but its employees stayed inside the building for 28 straight days so they could produce fabric that could be used in making face masks.
That's amazing.
Unbelievable. Now, it's in Delaware County, close to Philadelphia, and they did it last month, 28 straight days in March. For this cause.
We're truly honored to be able to give back and support people we will never meet in some way. We've almost been the lucky ones, I'll say, for the last 28 days because I haven't had to stand 6 feet from somebody. I haven't had to put a mask on. First responders, all the people on the front lines, we thank you for what you've done. That's what makes our job easy to do.
Unbelievable.
Amen. Nicely said. Wow.
There's so many good people out there. There's so many good people doing good things.
Where did they sleep at this place?
I don't know. Are you starting to think about us here?
No,
is that what you're thinking about? Because
no,
you got that funny look on your face.
La, 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 la. I am not thinking about that.
Laura, you're so lucky to be at home.
I was going to say, no snuggling, guys. That's not social distancing.
No, it's not. Tom and Laura in the morning. Keeping it live, local, keeping it fun. Try It Tuesday is always fun. But when Laura's at her house in Elysburg, she makes use of the kitchen rather than our crappy kitchenette here in our studio. So tell me you're going to mosey into the kitchen and do something huge.
I don't know about huge.
Can't you make a rump roast or something?
You know what? Last night, for the first time ever,
okay,
I roasted a leg of lamb.
What did you do with the rest of the lamb?
I don't know.
So you had
the farmer didn't give me that. The rest of it.
So why the big dinner on a Monday night, if you don't mind me asking?
I had access to this boneless leg of lamb, and okay. I normally don't eat lamb. And I was like, well, let's try it. That's how you make a traditional gyro.
Ah.
Or gyro.
Gyro.
Or gyro. Or however you say it.
Yeah, yeah.
So I did the whole thing.
So let me guess. Today on Try It Tuesday, you're going to have leg of lamb leftovers.
No, those are going to my parents.
Oh,
that's their dinner this evening. I made pita, I made tzatziki, I made the lamb, I made all the things.
There it is. Wow.
This morning, though, I do have some vegetables that I need to use up.
Okay, so what are we going to do? Fire up the grill? Roast them?
No, we're going to make green juice.
Oh, no. No, don't say that.
Yes. Yes. It's been a while since we've made something green on a Try It Tuesday.
Fire up the blender and make some disgusting juice.
I have my juicer out. You could also use a blender. I will talk about that. And it's a way to get your veggies, but it's going to be sweet. You would like this, I promise.
All right. Try It Tuesday.
If my nephews in Florida and here will drink this, you will drink this.
With the liquor stores closed, I'll drink about anything.
I mean, if you let it sit out long enough, it might ferment.
Try It Tuesday coming up next. 94KX, Tom and Laura in the morning. Life worth talking about, especially in today's pandemic. I'm here, she's there. Two different locations, two different zip codes, live. The early morning radio show doing this gig. However, it has its benefits. Laura's in her kitchen right now.
Yes, I am.
And you have a much nicer kitchen than our tiny little makeshift kitchenette here in our studio in Sunbury. So,
my kitchen is small but functional.
It is.
I appreciate it.
And it's very nice. You have done some, a lot of remodeling to your house that you've been in, 2 years yet? Or you're still 1 year?
No. It's only just over a year.
Just over a year. Okay. You've done so much there. It just seems like you've been there longer. Getting it done.
Renovations continue.
Yay.
Again, it's one of those things where you're kind of at home and you start to notice things that you're like, oh, God, I need to fix that.
And that's exactly what we've been doing in America across the nation. You know, sooner or later, you'll get it all done and then you'll move out and buy another house. It'll be
right. That's kind of the pattern with my husband and I.
There it is. Try It Tuesday is something we do. Murphy, the morning show dog's excited.
No, that's MacGyver. And he just loves cucumbers. He's so excited about it.
Okay. Try It Tuesday involves a green juice, a blender, and obviously cucumbers. Is that it?
Yes. Some vegetables that I want to use up before they spoil. You could make a veggie soup, but these particular veggies I think would make a delicious green juice. Maybe people will agree with me, but you don't need to have a juicer like I do to make a green juice. And I'll talk about that.
Oh, okay. You're going to do it Facebook Live and people are invited to watch, but you're in the kitchen right now. Could you fire up that blender just so we can get the feel?
Oh, geez. Okay. I'm at my kitchen table. The blender's over on my butcher block.
Well, see, I was hoping you'd kind of just move on.
Okay, well, hold on.
Okay, we need natural sound here in radio because you people at home might think this is all fake, and it's not. This is real.
All right, hold on.
This is live. This is live, and it's local, and it's...
Are you ready?
Yeah, it's Laura in the kitchen. All right, that sounds vicious. It sounds large and in charge. It kind of sounds like a vacuum cleaner, actually. A Kirby, a Hoover. I don't know.
I'm back.
All right. So coming up, we're going to take a break, and Laura will go Facebook Live making another green juice drink that you think...
Oh, boy.
Toss that boy a cucumber, will you? You actually think that I would like this?
Yes, I do, because there's apples in it. There's some lemon juice. Oh. You would like this.
Oh, okay. And is it suitable as a mixer?
Oh, no. That would be gross.
I just throw it out there for people that are really
You can put inside. Alcohol in most things, but not this thing.
Not this one? All right.
No, I would not.
Try it Tuesday with Laura live from her kitchen. Go to Facebook now. 94KX, Tom and Laura in the morning from two different places, and late night TV from their personal spaces as well.
Governor Cuomo announced that New Yorkers can now get legally married via video conference. Meanwhile, you know there's already guests at a FaceTime wedding going, I can't believe they didn't do this on Zoom.
94KX, Tom and Laura in the morning. Yeah. So glad I could just watch the video screen here and watch Laura drinking that green stuff.
Tom. Mm.
What?
Guess what?
What?
I can do a drive-by drop-off of a green juice just for you.
Now, you know what? You enjoy it yourself. I really like some, but that's not necessary.
You know, I'm out of spinach, but I still have celery and cucumber, ginger and lemon.
My goodness. Sounds delicious. I have a bag of grapes going right here. I'll just squeeze that bag and drink it. There you have it. So many new things to do, you know, during these odd times. But at the same time, some traditional things are coming back in style. Now, when Laura was a little girl and way, way, way back when Tommy Tom was a little boy, on Sunday, we would go for the Sunday drive, right?
Oh, my goodness. With my Washaleski grandparents, it was a thing. We would take a drive on a Sunday and then go for a burger.
Oh, okay. Sometimes we would stop for an ice cream, which was cool.
Normally, it was a burger and an ice cream.
And back then, now I go back way farther than you, but back then, you could pack maybe 20 people into the family car. You know what I mean? And there were no seatbelts. Everybody just got in. My little brother used to lay in the firewall of the back window.
Oh, my gosh.
Across the seats. Well, we all sat there. And we'd go, like, driving through downtowns and driving through state parks and stuff like that. How about you? What did you do? Stripping holes or something or what?
Yeah, kind of. Every once in a while, we would take a tour of Centralia. No, we would normally go for a drive and then stop at a local sort of roadside diner. Typically, it would be deep in the coal region or else over here on my side of the river.
Yeah.
But it always involved my parents, me, my sister, whatever exchange student we had along with us.
Okay.
And my grandparents. Wow. And stopping someplace for a meal.
And then as the Morganzo clan grew in the south side of Wilkes-Barre, my dad started buying the big station wagons, you know, and we all just packed into that car. Those were the days. A classic family Sunday drive is back because of the pandemic. 60% of parents, 45% of non-parents now say that they're taking long, leisurely Sunday drives just to get out of the house. Good idea or no?
I say it's a great idea. Okay. You're in your family vehicle. You're not necessarily getting out and going into public. Maybe you're ordering pickup food.
Okay.
You know, take out from a local business, which is very cool.
Like you said, your burger at the end of the drive, right? That's a good idea.
Yep.
Or the ice cream or what have you. What a great idea. Now, conversely to that, and this is funny, 53% of parents have also used the car as a hideout to get away from the family who's in the house.
Yeah, I mean, it's been about a month, if not over a month now. I'm sure if you have a large family, everybody's getting sick of everybody else.
Where's mom? We looked in every room of the house. We can't find her. She's in the garage, hiding on the front seat of the car.
Or she's in the trunk.
Or she's taking a drive by herself.
Go, 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 go.
Way to go, Dwight! News is next. 94KX, Tom and Laura in the morning. You know that half-price Susquehanna Valley thing we do on Wednesdays? We still do it. I think it's great. I mean, you know, some of the stores are closed, but you hang on to that voucher, my friend. It could be worth big bucks. Say, for instance, this Wednesday, as in tomorrow, you can get a $500 voucher to Bader's Fine Furniture for just $250.
Okay, that's a deal, especially if you are in the market for a new piece of furniture.
Oh, like maybe you are?
The husband did have to drive somewhere for work this morning. I know he is listening. Hint, hint.
Oh, no. Okay, here's what you do. Grab two vouchers, because you could do that, too. You use them together for even more savings.
Mm-hmm.
So could you see getting one $1,000 worth of furniture for $500 or $250?
I absolutely could.
Or the $500 for $250. You do what you want. Bader's Fine Furniture. What do they say out there in Shamokin?
What about Shamokin? Oh, what's the tagline? I can't remember it.
I thought you had it in front of you. I'm sorry.
Oh, no, I don't. I'm sorry.
Bader's Fine Furniture, making your trip to Shamokin worthwhile.
Oh, that's right. Worthwhile.
There it is. Half off Susquehanna Valley with 94KX. Tom and Laura in the morning. Trying to make it good here in 2020, a disastrous year so far, but hey, we're spinning it positive, we're being happy, and Laura tries to close the show every day with a thought for the day that makes us happy, or at least makes us think about being happy, correct?
That is correct. On Facebook Live, on the 94KX Facebook page, I did remind everyone to take a deep breath.
Yes.
Right?
Please do.
Take a deep breath.
Yes.
Yesterday was like a tension-filled day.
Oh, really? I'm sorry.
Yeah, I just, with like all the news and the protests, and it just felt tense.
You're right.
So today is going to be a better day.
Yes, today is going to be what we make it, no matter what surrounds us. Just take a deep breath, like Laura says, and our thought for the day.
Here we go. Okay. You are responsible for your happiness. In fact, you create it. You attract it. You manifest it. You are the architect of your reality. You possess all of the tools needed to expand your awareness, to choose happiness, to choose love. You are that powerful. Create the life that you deserve. Vibrate love.
There it is. Don't waste that power. You have it inside you. Very good.
And Thomas.
Yes?
Drink your juice. Eat your greens.
I will, Mama. I promise. Have a good day, everybody.
Bye, guys.